So what would you be willing to do to meet someone famous? Or if you had the opportunity to meet maybe a sports legend, maybe one of the Big Red Machine, or if you like golf like my dad and his favorite golfer, Arnold Palmer, or maybe one of the Kansas Jayhawks, or Bobby Fischer if you like chess. Would you clear the schedule? Would you get there early to get a good seat? Probably you would be filled with great anticipation at the event and a great feeling of excitement. I present to you, though, someone even more special than your wildest dreams, someone that would stop the world and fall, that you should fall on your knees at just the thought. And that's our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, our Lord's real presence. St. Alphonsus Liguori says that it is impossible to find on earth a more precious gem or a treasure more worthy of all love than Jesus in the Most Holy Sacrament. Do we have the same devotion to our Lord as we do one of our sports or heroes or other hobby and interests that we have? Devotion to our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament is what our Lord himself desires so very much in establishing this feast day. Like our day, belief in the sacrament was under attack when he wanted this feast day to be established in the 13th century. There was a terrible heresy going around called the Albigensian heresy, which denied that Jesus was in fact present in the Blessed Sacrament, to which Our Lady gave the rosary to Saint Dominic to crush this heresy, to say, look, God became man to dwell among us. And how does he do that? In the Blessed Sacrament, his true presence among us. So do we believe that this is his body, blood, soul, and divinity, like he reveals to us in scriptures? Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you, our Lord says in John chapter 6. This is indeed an article of faith. We have to believe it. Do we act like we believe it? Fulton Sheen tells this story, and I think I've used it before. There was once a little girl during the time of World War II that, you know, the Nazis were going around and they were destroying, you know, the city. And there was a little girl in one of these particular cities hiding out near a church, in a church. And the Nazis came in and desecrated the church, threw over the statues and took the contents of the tabernacle and threw them on the ground, and many other blasphemies. Well, they left the church, but that little girl was still in the church. And she noticed what the Nazis did. And what she would do for 33 days, every single day, she would go to that same church, you know, sneaking around because the Nazis were still in the area. And she would go up to our Lord on the floor, on the Blessed Sacrament thrown on the ground. She would kneel down. She wouldn't touch the host. And she would kneel and she would receive a host on her tongue for 33 days, risking her life for our Lord and the Blessed Sacrament. A little girl, she would do that. On the 33rd day, she came in doing exactly that same thing, trying to be careful. She received the host, and that was the last of the host. There were 33 hosts on the ground. And she received the last host, and as she walked out, she accidentally made a noise, and something came crashing down, and the Nazis came back into the church and saw her and took her life. But she was willing to risk her life for our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. What are we willing to do? May receiving our Lord never just be a mindless routine. We're fulfilling an obligation and getting on with our life. But may it truly change our hearts. May it truly change our life. May it fill us with every devotion and love of Him who came to dwell among us. May He become the center of our lives and the source of strength, receiving God Himself and taking Him out into the whole world. Our Lord so wants us to believe in His real presence. You know, He allows miracles throughout the ages. There's a great book, a Tan book, you know, filled with just a load of Eucharistic miracles. And there's many stories in there. There's the story of St. Clare, you know, St. Clare of Assisi. She lived in a time when the Muslims were going around, kind of like our own day, and destroying cities. And the Muslims came to her city, and they were about to invade her convent. And so St. Clare had recourse to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. She takes our Lord from the tabernacle in the monstrance. The monstrance is, you know, what we have in adoration, holding up our Eucharistic Lord. Takes the monstrance and holds it up. And at that moment, the Muslims flee. They fall down. They retreat. Our Lord saved them. Or the story of the priest in Lanciano, Italy, who while he was saying Mass one day, he began to doubt, you know, is this our Lord, you know, truly present? I don't know if I believe that anymore. A priest. And as he was consecrating the host, "This is my body given up for you," he lifts up the host and it starts to bleed. And blood goes all over the corporal, goes all over the altar. To this day, you can go witness that miracle in Italy. That monstrance, there's a monstrance there that holds that same bleeding host that bled so long ago. And it's preserved. And it's there you can see that Eucharistic miracle. Or just in our own backyard, a couple years ago in Indiana, there was a deacon that, you know, was cleaning the church, and he found a host on the ground. And he took the host and he went to the sacristy where the priest, you know, gets ready. And in the sacristy we have a sink and some other things. And anyway, he put the host in a little bowl filled with water called an ablution bowl to dissolve the host. But as he did that, it started to bleed. Whenever there's Eucharistic miracles, you know, the scientists come in and everything. It's always when they test the blood or test the flesh, it's always of the heart. It's the heart muscle. See, our Lord, in the sacrament, He gives us His heart. That's how powerful this sacrament is. Do we live our lives like we just received our Lord's heart, and He gives us His heart? Do we give Him our heart? He so desires it. He so wants our own heart to be united with Him. So all these examples of these Eucharistic miracles by our Lord are here to give us strength, to reignite our faith in Him, to go out into the world, to be not afraid. Our Lord is with us. May we never waver in our faith. When we come up for Holy Communion, how are we receiving Him? Are we receiving Him in reverence, like we're receiving God Himself? Are we staying with our Lord after Mass? You know, our prayers after Mass, after we've received our Lord, they're the most efficacious, they're the most powerful, because our Lord is dwelling right within us. Linger with Him. Stay with Him. Give Him your heart, your petitions, your intercede on behalf of other people, right there with our Lord. God Himself dwelling among us, His true presence with us. That's our greatest strength. That's our greatest gift from our Lord. May we never waver in that belief. May we never put anything above our Lord in this most precious sacrament. May each one of us say with St. Alphonsus about our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, "Behold, behold my love, behold the object of all my love for my whole life and for all eternity."